Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
And I'm Joe.
Today, we're going to continue talking about literature, books that you can read. And we're talking about this series of books for young readers called Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief. This is a series of 5 books that talk about Percy Jackson, who's a half-blood, which means he's a demigod, half-god, half-human being. His father's Poseidon, and he goes on all sorts of adventures. We were talking about the first book called The Lightning Thief, and we were introduced to what had happened at the end of that book, basically Zeus, lightning was stolen, and then Percy's father Poseidon was the prime suspect.
Now, if this lightning bolt wasn't brought back, this could have meant that a war between the gods will break out, and this could have meant the end of all life on Earth. So today we're going to continue talking about this storyline and find out what happened to that lightning bolt and how Percy is going to get the Earth out of this situation. So let's go ahead and read through day 3 of our article right now, and then Tom and I will come back to discuss it. Percy's mentor, Chiron, a centaur, is convinced that Hades, lord of the underworld, is responsible for the theft, and not Poseidon. So to clear his father's name, Percy embarks on a daunting mission, traveling across America to L.A., where he plans to confront Hades and retrieve the stolen bolt. At the same time, he secretly hopes that he can find his mother in the underworld and bring her back to life. Accompanied by Grover and a half-blood girl named Annabeth, Percy survives a hazardous cross-country journey, battling more frightful beasts along the way. At one point, he runs into Ares, god of war, who appears as a huge leather-bound biker and gives him a backpack full of provisions. Once in the underworld, though, Percy discovers that Hades not only doesn't have the bolt, but he actually believes Percy is the thief. It is then that Percy realizes he's been tricked by Ares, as the missing lightning bolt has been planted inside the backpack he is carrying. He manages to escape back to the surface, but has to leave his dead mother behind. In a final dramatic confrontation, Percy proves he's a true son of Poseidon by defeating Ares with the help of his sea god powers. The story concludes happily as Percy returns to New York to give the lightning bolt back to Zeus, and he is overjoyed to learn that his mother has been brought back to life by Hades. However, his adventures have only just begun. This February, with the release of the Lightning Thief movie, Percy Jackson will be starting his on-screen adventures, too. No mortal should miss it.
Now, remember, Percy Jackson only recently discovered that he's a half-blood, a demigod, half-human, and he's also discovered that he's got a mentor here by the name of Chiron, who happens to be a centaur. A centaur is a beast that is half-man, half-horse, and he is Percy's mentor. A mentor is somebody who kind of guides you, they give you advice, there's somebody who has learned a lot about the thing you're learning about. And again, they kind of guide you. They're kind of like a parent to you, but they're not really your parent, and they're kind of your advisor here. And he's convinced that Hades, who is the lord of the underworld, is responsible for the theft of Zeus's lightning there. Okay, now we talked about a thief before. That's a person who steals something, but the act of stealing something is called theft. Like there's something called Grand Theft Auto. That's represents a crime of stealing somebody's car, but it's also a very famous video game, if I'm not mistaken. And here, Chiron thinks that, hey, I think that Hades stole that lightning and not your father Poseidon.
So a lot of people think that Poseidon stole the lightning, so that Percy is going to have to try to clear his father's name. To clear your name means to prove that you did not commit a crime or do something that you are accused of. You often see this during trials. You have to clear your name if you're on trial for a crime. In other words, prove that you did not do that crime. So he's trying to prove that Poseidon did not steal the lightning bolt. So Percy embarks on a daunting mission. If you embark on something, it means you start going somewhere or you start doing something. He's going to embark or start on a daunting mission. And if something is daunting, it means that you're going to do something where you probably won't succeed, or you're going to have to do a lot of very difficult things during the course of this mission, in other words. It involves traveling across America to LA, where he plans to confront Hades. To confront someone means to meet them face to face and usually talk very openly about something with them, not just, you know, speak in metaphors or anything like that. You walk up to somebody and you say exactly what is on your mind. It can also mean to fight people as well, if you confront someone in that sense.
That's the verb form, and a noun from that would be confrontation. Add A-T-I-O-N to the end of that. Some people don't like confrontation. In other words, confronting other people about problems, if they've done something you don't like and you got to say, hey, what did you do that for? That would be confrontation. But here, he has to confront Hades, or he's going to confront him. He's going to talk to him face to face and show him a thing or two, and he wants to retrieve the stolen bolt. Retrieve means to get something back. Like, for example, sometimes you might have a dog like a golden retriever or a black Labrador. You throw a stick or something, and you want that dog to retrieve that stick, to bring it back to you. And here, he's going to confront Hades and get that stolen bolt of lightning back and give it back to its rightful owner, Zeus.
Now, at the same time, he secretly hopes that he can find his mother in the underworld and bring her back to life. So remember, his mother had perished at the hands of the Minotaur. When they had taken their vacation, a Minotaur had followed them to their seaside vacation spot. And although Percy had been able to escape, the Minotaur had killed his mother. So he hopes that by going to the underworld, where his mother's soul is, he can bring her back to life. In other words, take her from being dead to being alive once again. That's what bring someone back to life means. Someone who is dead then comes back to life. They are alive once again after being dead.
Yeah, it's kind of like a computer program, right? Sometimes you delete it by accident and it gets sent into your hard drive. Maybe you can retrieve it somehow. So he's thinking that, hey, if I go to Hades or hell, maybe I can find my mother there and bring her back to life. Let her live again. Let's move on now to the next paragraph here. It says, accompanied by Grover and a half-blood girl named Annabeth, Percy survives a hazardous cross-country journey, battling more frightful beasts along the way. Now, he's going from coast to coast here in the United States. He's going to, where's he going? He's going out to L.A., right, from New York, and he's going to try to confront Hades there and say, hey, I think you're the one who stole that lightning, and my father has been wrongfully blamed for that. So, of course, he's got to go on this journey. And so he needs some people to go with him, right? So he's accompanied by Grover and somebody else named Annabeth. Accompany here means something goes with you or goes together with you. When I see the word accompany, the first thing I think about is two musical instruments playing together. Like here it's a violin sonata, and the violinist will be accompanied by the piano or the piano player.
Now, Percy survives a hazardous cross-country journey. Something is hazardous. This is the adjective here. It means that it's very dangerous. You can also refer to something as a hazard. That's the noun. That just means a place that is very dangerous, too. He survives a dangerous cross-country journey, going across the country to LA, battling more frightful beasts along the way. So he comes across more dangerous creatures from Greek mythology, and he battles them, or he fights them along the way on this journey to LA to meet Hades to try to figure out who exactly stole the lightning bolt, because he's sure that it couldn't have been his father, Poseidon.
He's pretty sure of that, right? So it's hazardous, it's dangerous, there are lots of hazards or dangerous things along the way. He's got to battle those frightful beasts, and at one point he runs into Ares, god of war. Now, to run into something means you encounter something. You might run into a friend on the street, for example. It can mean that you actually bash into each other and cause each other harm, but usually this means you just run into somebody, you meet them, somebody you know, and here he runs into Ares. And Ares just happens to be the god of war in Greek mythology. Don't confuse this Ares with Ares the Ram, which is an astrological sign in astrology there. But here, this guy is the god of war. That's right. And he appears as a huge leather-bound biker. Ooh, sounds pretty macho. And gives him a backpack full of provisions. Okay, so a biker here refers to somebody who rides a motorcycle, right?
That's right. He's a biker. He's a motorcycle rider. And we say that he's a leather-bound biker. That just means that he's dressed all in leather. So he probably has leather pants, a leather jacket, all kinds of leather clothing on. We sometimes also refer to leather-bound books. That just means the covers are made of leather, too. If something's leather-bound, it literally means that it's wrapped in leather. So we just know that this motorcycle rider wears lots of leather clothing, like bikers usually do, because they need to wear it for protection if they ever fall off their motorcycle. Now, he gives Percy a backpack full of provisions. Provisions are things that you will need on a journey. This could include food or anything that you're going to need. If you're going camping, for example, you would need provisions such as food and water. Eventually, you're going to probably need firewood, things of that nature. Provisions are just anything that you're going to need. So it appears that Ares is trying to help out Percy on his journey.
Provision is the noun. Provide is the verb, to be provided with something. So this backpack has all sorts of things that he might need. And once in the underworld, though, Percy discovers that Hades not only doesn't have the bolt, but he actually believes Percy is the thief. Now, remember, Hades, or the underworld, is underneath a recording studio in Los Angeles. So Percy goes there, gets underneath the recording studio somehow, and says, "Okay, Hades, where's that lightning bolt?" Hades says, "I don't have it. What are you talking about?" And then Hades says, "I think you actually stole that bolt of lightning, Percy." So you can imagine Percy was probably very taken aback by that accusation.
All right, so we're going to find out what exactly happens to Percy, but first, let's listen to our Chinese teacher for a little bit.
Hi everyone, I'm Jenny. 我们今天继续讨论这部作品。上次我们提到了 Percy 他的冒险历程，他在夏令营发生的事情。那今天我们继续来看，接下来又怎么了呢？这一篇他说 ，Percy 他有一个老师叫做 Chiron， 那这个 Chiron 也不是普通人，他是一个Centaur， 好，我们已经提到 Minotaur， 我们提到 Satyr， 那这个地方是第三种怪物，叫做 Centaur。Centaur 它是一种半人半马，这个半人半马呢是上半身是人，而下半身是马。可能大家看电影或者是希腊神话里面会有一点概念，不过基本上他的老师他是认为说 Hades。好 ，Hades 是一个很重要的神，在希腊神话里是指阴间之神，也就是地底下冥界之王。那 Hades 呢，他可能就是小偷。那所以呢 ，Percy 当然要为他的父亲伸冤，为他的父亲洗清罪名，因此他就 embarks on a daunting mission。注意到这个动词片语 embark on。Embark 后面加介系词 on， 然后再加一件事情，就表示你着手开始从事一个工作，也就是 start to do something new。 那他要从事这个是什么样的任务呢？他要横跨美国到洛杉矶去，然后洛杉矶 LA 逗点后面写 where， 当然是指 LA 这个地点。在这里他打算就是要和 Hades 这个冥界之王对峙，把闪电火呢找回来。好，注意到 retrieve， 当你把一个东西丢掉的或是遗失的要回来拿回来，我们常常用到 retrieve 这个动词。而同时呢，他还希望说也许他到了阴间地府之后可以把他的妈妈带回来，让他的妈妈起死回生。注意到这个片语 bring her back to life， 意思就是起死回生。好，我们继续看下面这一段。这段的开头他写到 accompanied， 这是一个被动的用法，过去分词，那表示是被谁所陪伴。那陪他的人就是他的朋友 Grover， 还有一位 half blood girl， 一个混血的女孩，这个女孩叫做 Annabeth。 那随着这两个人， Percy 呢，他经历了一连串很危险的横越美国之旅 cross country， 这里当作形容词，我们常常讲 cross country race， 就是越野的赛跑 cross country skiing， 越野的滑雪。那这边的 cross country journey 就是横越美国之旅。 那在当时呢，他一路上和野兽交战，而且呢 at one point 在中途当中他还遇到了谁？遇到了战神 Ares， run into 是不期而遇。当他遇上战神之后，当然我们可想而知发生了什么事了。这里提到了战神的时候，说他的打扮是 leather bound， leather bound 是指他一身的皮衣，而且他是一个 biker， 是一个摩托车的骑士，穿着摩托车。当时这个战神还给了他一个背包，这个背包里头有 provisions， provisions 是指补充的粮食、食粮、补给品。后来到了阴间地府之后， Percy 他发现说Hades 根本就没有他要的闪电火，而且他还说 Percy 才是小偷。好，我们看一下这个句型。 Once 这个字一开头的地方， Once 一般来讲是一次，可是在这里呢就是一怎么样就怎么样。他一抵达了阴间地府之后，他呢就马上发现了他不但没有闪电火，而且呢还可能被误认为是小偷。注意到另外一个句型，Not only A, but also B. 不但如此，而且怎么样？
It's time now to take a short break, everybody, but stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Today we're continuing to talk about Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief. Percy only recently discovered that he's a half-blood. He's got a mentor now, Chiron, and Chiron thinks that Hades is the person who stole the lightning, not his father Poseidon. So they embark on a daunting mission across America. They're going to L.A. He wants to confront Hades and get that stolen bolt of lightning back and give it back to Zeus and clear his father's name. He also hopes to go to the underworld and find his dead mother and maybe bring her back to life. Well, Percy's buddy Grover goes with him. A girl goes too, Annabeth. They have this hazardous cross-country journey, fighting different beasts along the way. He runs into Ares, who's dressed up like a motorcycle rider, a leather-bound biker, and he gets a backpack full of provisions from him. Then Percy goes into the underworld and confronts Hades, but Hades says, I don't have that bolt of lightning. You must have me mistaken for somebody else. In fact, I think you have the lightning, Percy. So Percy now is in a bit of a pickle.
Well, it is then that Percy realizes that he's been tricked by Ares. So although it seemed like Ares was trying to help him, I guess you just can't trust the god of war. He even gave him a backpack full of provisions, things that were going to help him. But I guess that was just all part of his trick. Now, it seems that the lightning bolt has been planted inside the backpack he is carrying. Something is planted on someone or in something, it just means that it has been placed there without the person's knowledge. So if something is planted in your backpack, it means that thing has been put in your backpack and you didn't know about it. For example, at the airport, they often warn you to watch your bags very closely because there's danger that somebody might plant something in your bags that you don't want to be in there because they want you to carry it somewhere and it's illegal or something like that. So looks like Ares, the god of war, has put this lightning bolt in Percy's backpack without his knowledge, so he's going to try to frame Percy, or in other words, try to make people think that Percy is actually the thief.
Right, to frame him. Well, he manages to escape back to the surface, but he has to leave his dead mother behind. So Percy's in trouble there. He's been tricked. So he needs to get away. He needs to get out of the underworld, which is under everything. So he manages to escape back to the surface. Manage here just means you're able to do something. Manage could also mean you take care of something or you run something like a company, to manage a company, for example. And the surface is the top place of something or the top part of something going from one place in the lower area to the higher area. We talk about the surface of the ocean, for example, or the surface of the earth. He gets back to the surface. He's no longer in the underworld, but he's sad because his mother is still down there in the underworld.
But in a final dramatic confrontation, Percy proves he's a true son of Poseidon by defeating Ares with the help of his sea god powers. So we have a final dramatic confrontation. A confrontation, remember, is usually a violent meeting between two people, or in this case, between half-man, half-god, and the god of war, Ares. We say that it's dramatic, too, meaning that it is full of drama or full of emotion, full of excitement. If something's dramatic, it means that it makes you want to pay attention to it because of all the emotion, all the excitement, and all the action that is taking place in it. Percy proves that he's a true son of Poseidon by defeating Ares. If you defeat someone, it means that you beat them. Sometimes in sports, we say that one team defeated another team. For example, the Bulls defeated the Lakers. If you say that, you know the Bulls won the game. Well, Percy defeats Ares, meaning he beats him in his fight. And he does so by using his sea god power. So I guess now, possibly for the first time, Percy is able to use some of the same powers that his father, the god of the sea, Poseidon, possesses.
Right, so he's probably inherited some of those powers from his father. Well, the story concludes happily. It has a happy ending because Percy returns to New York to return the lightning bolt back to Zeus. He has retrieved it, and now he's going to return it to its rightful owner, Zeus. And also, Percy is overjoyed to learn that his mother has been brought back to life by Hades. Hey, I thought Hades was the bad guy here, but Hades somehow managed to bring Percy's mother back to life. And of course, Percy was reeling from his mother's loss earlier, but now he's overjoyed, which means you're really, really happy about something. If you pass a big test, for example, you might be overjoyed. And here he's overjoyed because he finds out that his mother has come back to life, and he's so happy because they do have that special bond.
So this is just the beginning of Percy's adventures. Remember, there are 5 books in this series. This is just the first one, so we know that Percy is going to have many more adventures throughout the rest of the books in this series. And what's more, this February, with the release of the Lightning Thief movie, Percy Jackson will be starting his on-screen adventures too. So before this, Tom and I were speculating that maybe there would be a movie based on these books, and we were right. There's going to be a release of the Lightning Thief movie in February. If something is released, it means it is made available to the public. You can release a CD, for example, meaning the CD is available in music stores for people to buy and listen to. Or you can release a movie, meaning that people can now go to theaters to watch the movie. Or release a book, meaning that the book is in bookstores for people to buy and to read. So remember, it just means to make something available to the public. So this February, the movie will be released. It's called The Lightning Thief, and you can all go to theaters here in Taiwan to see it.
You sure can, and here the word release is being used as a noun, but it can also be used as a verb to release something or someone. The prisoner was released from prison, for example. But here we're talking about the release of something when it comes into the market. And this movie is The Lightning Thief. It's all about Percy Jackson. It might be quite interesting if this movie were directed by Peter Jackson, the director who directed the Lord of the Rings trilogy. But I don't think it's going to happen that way. But in any case, it doesn't really matter who directs this movie because it's going to be something special. Check it out. It will be starting his on-screen adventures. So this will probably be the beginning of several Percy Jackson movies that will be on the silver screen in the future.
And our final word of advice in this article is that no mortal should miss it. We've been playing around with this word mortal. Remember, it just refers to regular people, and we have the immortal gods in the movies and in the books, those gods who cannot die, they live forever. So this is just another way of saying that no person should miss this movie. So definitely get out to the theaters this month, and or in February, I should say, and check out this movie. All right, that's all the time we have for today's article. Now, once again, it's time to listen to our Chinese teacher.
我们继续来看看接下来故事怎么样的演变。后来呢，Percy 就了解了。原来他已经被 Ares 给骗了。注意到这边有个句型 It is that 我们知道这是分裂句的句型，它通常是为了强调时间，强调人，强调地点。这边要强调就是那个时候，就在那个时候他了解到原来被骗了。接下来到底是怎么样呢？他想办法逃离了这里，然后回到地面。 最后有戏剧化的对峙，注意到了 dramatic confrontation。 confrontation 这个字就是指对峙，指冲突。那这个戏剧化的冲突里头，他证实他的确是海神之子，因为他打败了 Ares， 就是战神，而且他当时就是用他海神的力量而打败对方的。最后呢，我们看看这一段故事的结局究竟如何。结局其实是一个喜剧。怎么说？ Percy 他回到了纽约，然后呢就把这个闪电火还给了 Zeus， 而最高兴的就是他发现他的母亲已经死而复生了。好，基本上这就是整个故事的内容。不过要注意到了，我们现在谈的是这部电影哦，这部电影 Release of the Lightning Thief Movie， Release 是代表发行，它的发行就在2月，而请大家千万不要错过这句话最后 No mortals should miss it. Mortal, 凡人，我们都是凡人，千万不要错过。
That's all the time we have for today, everybody. Make sure you check out the Percy Jackson movie in theaters near you. And if you don't have time to go to the movie, well, check out the books. They are available in bookstores island-wide. For English Digest, my name is Tom.
And I'm Joe.
Goodbye.